Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And today we're going to be looking at AI-first marketing.
Okay.
And we've had a really cool company to use as a case study for this WebFries.
Right.
They've been around for quite a while, over 13 years. And they've been blending this idea of AI and human expertise to create some really impressive digital marketing campaigns.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could think of them as like a digital agency on steroids.
Okay.
But they've got this secret weapon that you could call it their OmniFries ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like this team of AI agents that they've got.
Yeah.
And each of these agents is designed with like a unique superpower to like totally supercharge your marketing efforts.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. So what's really fascinating about WebFries is that they don't just like sprinkle a little AI on top.
Yeah.
Like it's like some trendy topping or something, you know?
Right.
They actually build their entire approach around AI.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I think you can really call them an AI first marketing company.
Yeah. I think that's a good distinction because everybody like, oh, we do AI, but it's like, no, you actually are AI first.
Exactly.
You know?
So I'm ready to dive into this OmniFries ecosystem.
Okay.
What kind of AI agents are we talking about here?
So think of it this way. Like, imagine a team of, like, specialized digital marketers.
Okay.
But instead of them being human,
yeah,
they're all AI-powered.
Oh, wow.
And each of these agents has been designed by WebFries to handle, like, a really specific aspect of marketing.
Mm.
So you take Scout, for example.
Okay.
It acts like this data detective mm-hmm. that's constantly, like, analyzing data to find all these, like, hidden trends and insights
right.
that us humans would probably miss.
Yeah, that makes sense because there's just so much data out there. It's impossible for one person to,
yeah.
to go through all of it.
Exactly.
So it's not just about, like, collecting the data. It's about being able to actually understand it and use it.
Exactly. It's all about extracting those meaningful insights
yeah.
that you can then like inform your marketing strategies with.
Yeah.
So Scout can sift through huge amounts of data,
yeah.
look for patterns, correlations, all those things that humans might miss.
Right.
And this allows WebFries to make like really good data-driven decisions.
Right.
And then create those hyper-targeted campaigns that actually resonate with the right people.
So it's like taking all this data and actually doing something with it.
Yes.
It makes sense.
That's the key part.
Yeah. That's huge in today's world.
Yeah.
But data by itself isn't enough.
No.
You have to know who you're targeting.
Yes, you do.
So is that where Sam comes in?
Sam is like the persona whisperer.
Okay.
So it dives deep into those demographics, online behavior,
uh-huh.
even psychographics, to create these really detailed customer profiles.
Mm.
And those profiles help WebFries to understand not just who their client's ideal customer is, but
yeah.
like what motivates them.
Right.
What are their pain points and how do they actually make decisions about what to buy?
So instead of just like throwing a bunch of stuff out there and hoping it sticks to somebody.
Yes.
They can actually like pinpoint who they should be talking to.
Precisely. It's about like moving away from those like generic marketing blasts
yeah.
and actually going for personalized communication that feels relevant and valuable to every single person.
Okay. So we've got the data.
Uh-huh.
We've identified our target audience.
Right.
But then comes like the content.
Yes.
Actually creating that stuff
yeah.
can be a real challenge.
It is.
So how does WebFries tackle that part?
They have Atlas.
Okay.
Atlas is the content alchemist,
mm-hmm.
and this AI agent is all about optimizing content for maximum impact.
Okay.
So it analyzes everything
oh.
from keywords and tone of voice to readability
right.
and even emotional resonance.
Okay.
Just making sure that every single piece of content is designed to engage that target audience
uh-huh.
and drive results.
So it's not just about like, you know, writing something clever or making it look good. Mm-hmm. It has to actually align with all the data insights and customer profiles they've got from Scout and Sam.
It all works together.
Oh, wow.
It's about making sure that every piece of content is working hard to
yeah.
drive the outcomes that you want, whether it's generating leads,
right.
increasing brand awareness, or driving those sales.
This sounds really powerful.
Yeah.
But you mentioned there were even more AI agents
hard
in this OmniFries ecosystem.
Yes. WebFries has developed a whole suite of AI agents,
mm.
and each of them has their own specialty.
Okay.
So we've got Zeus for predictive analytics.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Nova for SEO automation.
Right.
And we've even got Weber.
Weber.
A conversational AI chatbot.
Hold on, a chatbot that can actually generate leads.
Yeah.
Tell me more about Weber.
So Weber is designed to engage with website visitors,
okay,
answer their questions, mm-hmm, and actually guide them towards becoming qualified leads.
Wow.
It uses natural language processing to understand and respond to user queries,
right,
in a conversational way.
Uh-huh. So it feels more human, yeah, less robotic.
So it's like having a 247 sales assistant just like sitting on their website.
That's the idea.
Ready to talk to people.
Yeah. Weber can handle routine inquiries.
Right.
Qualify leads.
Uh-huh.
Even schedule consultations.
Okay.
So that frees up the human sales reps.
Wow.
To focus on like closing deals and building relationships.
That's amazing.
It is pretty cool.
So we've got Scout the Data Detective.
Yeah.
Sam the Persona Whisperer.
Uh-huh.
Atlas the Content Alchemist.
Right.
And Weber the Conversational Chatbot.
Exactly.
All working together to create this AI-powered marketing machine.
It really is an impressive lineup.
It
and
is.
The beauty of this ecosystem is that all these agents work together seamlessly,
yeah,
sharing data and insights,
okay,
to create this holistic and data-driven approach to marketing.
You know what really strikes me about this is that Webfries isn't just using AI to like automate tasks.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually using it to enhance human creativity and strategic thinking. So it's not about replacing human marketers.
No.
It's about empowering them.
Exactly.
With these AI tools.
Yeah. It's about making them even more effective.
That's a really crucial point.
It is, because AI is a powerful tool.
Right.
But it's still just a tool.
Yeah.
The real magic happens when you combine the analytical power of AI,
uh-huh,
with the creativity and empathy and strategic thinking of us humans.
It's a partnership.
Exactly. A partnership between human and machine.
Okay. So we've established that Webfries has this impressive AI ecosystem.
Right.
And they've got this unique AI-first approach to marketing.
Uh-huh.
But what does that actually look like?
Right.
In practice?
Yeah.
Can you give us some specific examples of,
absolutely,
of how they've used this to achieve results for their clients?
Let's start with their work on the Paralympics 2024 campaign.
Oh, wow.
So Webfries was tasked with generating global awareness and excitement for the games.
Okay.
And they use their AI-powered toolkit to create this really innovative and impactful digital campaign.
That sounds amazing.
Oh.
Tell me more about how they use their AI agents to do that.
Well, they started by using Scout to, analyze global trends and identify demographics that showed interest in inclusivity, resilience, and human achievement,
okay,
themes that are like central to the Paralympic movement.
So they weren't just targeting sports fans.
No.
They were looking for anyone who might be inspired by the stories of the athletes.
Exactly. It was about expanding the audience and showcasing the human side of the games.
That's a much broader approach.
Yeah. And then they use Sam,
okay,
to create those detailed audience personas,
right,
understanding their motivations, online behaviors, and their preferred content formats.
Okay.
And this allowed them to tailor their messaging and their creative to resonate with all these different groups.
So instead of a one-size-fits-all approach,
right,
they were creating targeted content that spoke to each audience.
Exactly. And then came Atlas.
Okay.
And they used Atlas to craft a variety of content.
Uh-huh.
From inspiring videos and athlete profiles to behind-the-scenes footage and interactive experiences.
Oh, wow.
And all of this was optimized for different social media platforms and search engines,
okay,
to ensure maximum reach and engagement.
It sounds like they created a truly multifaceted digital campaign that went beyond just promoting the event.
They
were using AI to tell stories, build emotional connections,
yeah,
and celebrate the spirit of the Paralympics.
And the results were fantastic.
Okay.
The campaign reached millions of people worldwide.
Wow.
And generated this huge surge in interest and engagement with the Paralympics 2024.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It proved that AI could help connect with audiences on a deeper level, going beyond just,
yeah,
traditional demographics.
That's a powerful example of how AI can elevate a campaign from simple promotion to meaningful storytelling.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about a project a little closer to home.
Okay.
Their work with EO New Delhi.
Right.
What were they trying to achieve there? So EO New Delhi, a chapter of the Entrepreneurs Organization, wanted to revamp their digital presence,
okay,
to better serve their members.
Uh-huh.
They envisioned a dynamic online platform that could foster connections, facilitate learning,
right,
and empower entrepreneurs to thrive.
So it's about creating a digital community that went beyond just networking events and meetings.
Precisely. They needed a space where members could connect with each other, access valuable resources,
yeah,
and stay informed about relevant industry trends and opportunities.
That's a tall order. How did WebFreeze use their AI toolkit to bring this vision to life?
Well, they started by deploying Scout
yeah.
to analyze member data,
uh-huh.
understanding their interests, their challenges, and their preferred communication styles.
Oh, yeah.
And this gave them a foundation for creating a personalized experience for each member.
So they weren't just building a website.
No.
They were designing a tailored experience based on individual needs.
Exactly. Sam then created detailed member personas, segmenting them based on their industry business stage and goals.
Right.
And this allowed them to tailor the website's content and features to the specific needs of different member groups.
It sounds like they were taking personalization to a whole new level.
Or
moving away from the one-size-fits-all approach.
Yeah.
And creating a truly customized experience.
Yeah.
What kind of features did they implement?
Well, they used Atlas to create personalized content recommendations.
Oh.
So each member would see articles, events, and discussion forums relevant to their interests.
Mm-hmm.
They also integrated Weber.
Okay. Their conversational AI chatbot.
Yes. To provide instant support, answer FAQs, yeah. and even connect members with each other based on their shared interests.
Wow. So Weber was acting as a virtual concierge.
Exactly.
Guiding members to the resources and connections they needed.
Yeah. It was like having a 247 support system built right into the platform.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Did this personalized approach actually make a difference for EO New Delhi?
It did. They saw a significant increase in member engagement.
Like
website traffic went up.
Okay.
Event participation increased.
Wow.
And members reported feeling more connected and supported by the organization.
That's a fantastic example of how AI can be used not just to market products, but to build communities, foster connections, and empower individuals.
It is. And it shows how WebFreeze's AI-first approach can be applied to a wide range of challenges, not just traditional marketing campaigns.
Okay, we've talked about the Paris Paralympics in EO New Delhi.
Uh-huh.
But you mentioned that WebFreeze has worked with some other really interesting clients.
Yes.
Like CastLab Syntech Pumps, a leading Indian stone manufacturer, and Kako America.
Right.
Can you give us a glimpse into those projects?
Of course. Let's start with CastLab.
Okay.
They specialize in carbon capture and utilization, which is a crucial technology for combating climate change.
Right.
And they wanted to raise awareness of their solutions and position themselves as thought leaders in the industry.
So their challenge was communicating complex technology.
Yeah.
In a way that was engaging and accessible
exactly.
to a wider audience. That sounds like a perfect job for Atlas.
It was. But before they got to the content creation,
okay.
WebFreeze deployed Scout to analyze industry trends, identify key influencers,
right.
and pinpoint where the online conversations about carbon capture were happening.
So they were mapping the landscape of climate change discourse online.
They wanted to understand the key players, the hot topics,
mm-hmm.
and where CastLab could contribute meaningfully to the conversation.
That makes sense.
And then Sam helped to create profiles of key decision makers in the energy sector.
Okay.
Understanding their concerns, motivations, mm-hmm. and information-seeking behaviors.
This allowed them to tailor their messaging and content.
Exactly.
To resonate with the specific needs and interests of their target audience.
With that foundation in place,
okay.
they used Atlas to craft content that showcased CastLab's innovative technologies and thought leadership.
So, like, what kind of content are we talking about? Think articles, blog posts, white papers,
mm-hmm.
and even interactive infographic
okay.
that explain the complexities of carbon capture in a clear and engaging way.
So they were making a complex topic understandable and engaging for a wider audience.
Yes, and the approach worked.
Okay, how so?
CastLab saw a significant increase in website traffic, media coverage, and speaking engagements.
Wow.
They became recognized as thought leaders in the field of carbon capture.
Okay.
Attracting interest from potential investors, partners, and customers.
That's a great example of how AI can help companies not just promote their products,
yeah.
but also contribute to solving global challenges.
It is.
What about Syntech Pumps? What kind of challenges were they facing?
So Syntech Pumps is a leading manufacturer of industrial pumps.
Okay.
But they were facing a challenge common to many B2B companies.
What's that?
How do you make technical products and services understandable and appealing to a wider audience?
Right. It can be tough to cut through all the jargon.
Exactly. They needed to connect with potential customers on a more human level.
So it was about translating their technical expertise into something that resonated with potential buyers.
Yes. And that's where WebFreeze AI-powered storytelling approach came in.
Okay, tell me more.
They used Scout to analyze industry trends, identify customer pain points, mm-hmm. and uncover the language and imagery that resonated most with their target audience.
So they were digging deep into the psychology of their potential customers.
They wanted to understand not just what their customers needed, but how they thought and felt about their challenges.
That makes sense. It's about understanding the emotional drivers behind purchasing decisions.
Exactly. And then they use SAM to create those detailed customer personas,
okay.
segmenting their audience based on industry company size,
right.
and specific pumping needs.
Okay.
Then they deployed Atlas to create compelling content that showcased Syntech Pump's solutions in action.
What do you mean by that?
Think case studies, video testimonials, and interactive product demos.
Yeah.
Okay.
That addressed specific customer pain points and highlighted the benefits of choosing their pumps.
So they were showing, not just telling,
yeah.
how their pumps could solve real-world problems. Did this storytelling approach work?
It did. Syntech Pumps saw a significant increase in website traffic leads and sales.
Wow.
Their brand awareness and reputation within the industry also improved considerably.
That's a fantastic example of how AI can help B2B companies connect with their customers on a more emotional level and drive tangible business results. Now, what about the leading Indian stone manufacturer? What were they trying to achieve?
This company, a leader in the natural stone industry, was looking to expand their reach beyond their traditional customer base.
Okay.
They wanted to tap into new markets, both domestically and internationally,
right.
and position themselves as a premium brand in the global stone market.
So it was about elevating their brand and reaching a wider, more discerning audience. How did WebPrize help them achieve that?
WebPrize approached this challenge with a multifaceted AI-powered strategy.
They used Scout to analyze global market trends, identify emerging customer segments,
right.
and pinpoint the online channels where their target audience was most active.
So they were mapping the global landscape of the natural stone market.
They wanted to understand the key players, the competitive landscape,
really?
And where this company could carve out a unique position for itself.
Makes sense.
Then they used SAM to create detailed customer personas.
Right.
Segmenting their target audience based on geographic location design preferences and project types.
This allowed them to tailor their messaging and content to resonate with the specific tastes and aspirations of different customer groups. What kind of content did they create?
They used Atlas to create visually stunning content
okay.
that showcased the beauty and versatility of their natural stone products.
Like what?
Think high-quality images, videos, and virtual tours.
Oh, wow.
That transported potential customers to their quarries and design studios.
Okay.
Allowing them to experience the unique qualities of their stone firsthand.
So they were using AI to create an immersive and emotional brand experience.
They were, and they didn't stop there.
What else did they do?
They used Nova to optimize their website and content for international search engines.
Okay.
Ensuring that potential customers searching for natural stone products from around the world could find them easily.
So they were thinking globally.
Yes. They also leveraged social media to share their content,
okay.
engage with architects, designers, and builders, mm-hmm. and participate in industry events and exhibitions.
It sounds like they created a global digital presence that was both beautiful and effective.
Mm.
Did their efforts pay off?
Absolutely. The company saw a significant increase in inquiries, leads, and sales from new markets.
Wow.
Their brand awareness and reputation within the global stone industry also grew considerably,
okay.
establishing them as a premium provider of high-quality natural stone products.
That's a fantastic example of how AI can help companies expand their reach, elevate their brand, and compete successfully on a global stage. Now, what about Kako America? What were their goals?
Kako America, a leading provider of building materials, was looking to streamline their online sales process and improve the customer experience.
Right.
They had a vast product catalog.
Right.
But their website wasn't effectively guiding customers to the right products.
Okay.
And their customer service team was overwhelmed with inquiries.
So it was about using AI to create a more efficient and customer-friendly online experience.
Exactly. WebPrize used Scout to analyze customer data,
okay.
understanding their purchase history, browsing behavior, and product preferences.
Mm-hmm.
SAM then created detailed customer personas,
okay.
segmenting their audience based on project type, budget, and design style.
This allowed them to create a more personalized shopping experience.
Precisely.
Guiding customers to the products that best match their needs and preferences.
They used Atlas to create dynamic product recommendations, suggesting relevant products based on the customer's browsing history and purchase intent.
Got it.
They also integrated Weber, their conversational AI chatbot, to provide instant support, answer product questions, and guide customers through the purchase process.
So they were using AI to create a virtual salesperson that could assist customers 24/7. What was the impact of these changes?
The impact was significant. Kako America saw a significant increase in online sales, customer satisfaction, and repeat purchases.
Wow.
Their customer service team was also freed up to focus on more complex inquiries, further enhancing the customer experience.
That's a great example of how AI can be used to improve both the efficiency and effectiveness of a company's online operations.
Mm.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the Paris Paralympics to personal branding, from climate change solutions to natural stone. WebFries has certainly demonstrated the power of AI to transform businesses across diverse industries.
They really have. What's so impressive is not just their technical expertise, but also their deep understanding of human behavior.
Right.
They're able to tell compelling stories.
Yeah.
And they're committed to using AI ethically and responsibly.
Absolutely. They're a shining example of how AI can be a force for good, empowering businesses to achieve their goals while also making a positive impact on the world. But before we wrap up this deep dive into the world of WebFries and their AI-powered marketing magic, I'm curious, you mentioned a personal project earlier. What exactly did they do?
Yes. This one is particularly interesting. Remember how we talked about WebFries helping individuals with personal branding?
Yeah.
Well, they took on a rather unique challenge. Yeah. They helped a social activist build a powerful online presence.
That sounds fascinating. Social activism and AI, that's not a combination you hear every day. What was the goal of this project?
This activist was incredibly passionate about a specific cause, but was struggling to get their message heard in a crowded digital landscape. They needed help cutting through the noise and reaching a wider audience.
So how did WebFries use AI to amplify their voice?
They started by deploying Scout to analyze online conversations and identify key influencers and communities related to the activist's cause. They wanted to understand where the conversations were happening, who was driving them, and what kind of content resonated with those audiences.
So it was about strategically targeting the right online spaces rather than just randomly broadcasting messages.
Exactly. They then used SAM to create a detailed profile of the activist's ideal audience, understanding their demographics, interests, concerns, and online behaviors. This allowed them to craft content that was relevant, engaging, and tailored to the specific needs and values of their target audience.
So they're using AI to create a more personalized and impactful approach to social activism. That's really interesting. What kind of content did they create?
They used Atlas to optimize the activist's website and social media content, ensuring it was easily discoverable by search engines and shared widely across social platforms. They even helped the activist create compelling video content that told their story in a more personal and engaging way.
Wow. So they were using AI to create a comprehensive digital strategy, from audience research and content creation to website optimization and social media promotion. Did it work?
It did. The activists saw a significant increase in website traffic, social media followers, and media coverage. They were able to connect with a much wider audience, sparking meaningful conversations and mobilizing support for their cause.
That's a powerful example of how AI can be used to empower individuals and amplify their voices, especially when it comes to important social issues. But I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive. We've covered so much ground today.
We have, from global events to local businesses, from B2B companies to individual activists, WebFries has shown us just how versatile and powerful AI-first marketing can be.
They've really challenged the perception of AI as a cold, impersonal force, demonstrating that it can be used to tell stories, build communities, and drive positive change.
Absolutely. They've proven that AI, when applied thoughtfully and strategically, can be a game changer for businesses and individuals alike.
So for all our listeners out there who are intrigued by the possibilities of AI-first marketing, what's the next step? How can they learn more about WebFries and explore how this approach could benefit them?
That's easy. The best place to start is their website. They've got a wealth of information about their AI agents, their services, and their case studies. They also have a contact form where you can reach out to them directly and schedule a consultation to discuss your specific needs and goals.
Perfect. We'll be sure to include a link to their website in the show notes. And for all our listeners who are still wondering if AI-first marketing is right for them, I encourage you to consider this. What if you could have a team of tireless digital experts working for you 24/7, analyzing data, crafting content, and engaging with your target audience? That's essentially what WebFries offers with their AI-powered ecosystem.
It's like having a secret weapon in the ever-evolving world of digital marketing. And the best part is, WebFries doesn't just hand you the tools and leave you to figure it out on your own. They have a team of human experts who work alongside their AI agents, providing strategic guidance, creative input, and ensuring that everything aligns with your unique business goals.
So it's not a case of AI taking over. It's about AI empowering humans to make smarter decisions and achieve better outcomes. That's a reassuring thought for those who might be feeling a little apprehensive about the rise of the machines.
Exactly. It's about harnessing the power of AI while still retaining the human touch, the creativity, and the strategic vision that are essential for successful marketing.
WebPrize has certainly made a compelling case for AI-first marketing. They've shown us how it can be used to elevate brands, engage audiences, and drive tangible results across a wide range of industries, from global events to local businesses, from B2B companies to individual activists. Their work is a testament to the transformative power of AI when combined with human ingenuity and expertise.
They're a true pioneer in the field, and I think their approach offers a glimpse into the future of marketing, a future where AI is not a threat, but a powerful ally, helping us to connect with audiences in more meaningful ways and achieve extraordinary results.
I couldn't agree more. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the world of WebPrize and AI-first marketing. We hope you found this journey as fascinating and insightful as we have.
It's been a pleasure exploring this topic with you.
And to our listeners, if you're ready to explore how AI could transform your own marketing efforts, be sure to check out WebPrize's website. We'll include a link in the show notes. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the ever-evolving world of digital marketing.